Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
So exciting and so many things going on with our heroes. This is just awesome and incredible. Thank you for all the feedback that we got for our recent hero, the President of the United Nations that we had on. So many exciting things. I mean, this morning we had the creator of Bikini Lux at BikiniLux.com. We just had the brain doctor, Dr. John Denboer with Smart Brain Aging. And later on in the show, we're going to have the famous event planner, Amy Mancuso. But let's go ahead and let's get started, because this next hero, I'm telling you, I would just love to just hang out with her for the day. How many people could say they've been inspired, that they've inspired a feature film? Yes, a movie. Well, our next hero has Liliana Lovell. She is the founder and CEO of Coyote Ugly Saloon. Yeehaw! Liliana, you got your start working on Wall Street as an investment banking intern, making $200 per week. But yet,
$250. Don't short me the $50.
But after taxes, it came out to $200. See, but you made yeah. more than that, $300 a week tending bar. When did you tell yourself the bar was the way to go?
Well, I made a lot more than $300 working in New York City as a bartender. You want to know what? I worked on Wall Street about a year. I would help to pay my way by waiting tables and bartending at, you know, various bars and restaurants. And I just realized at that point in my life I was making so much more money in the bar business that I just didn't want to continue on Wall Street.
Now, you also have been the host of the reality TV show, The Ultimate Coyote Ugly Search, looking for young women to be the next coyote. Explain the experience of being on a reality TV show.
Reality TV is actually very difficult. It's about a 16-hour day. It's not quite as real as you think it is, because I would find out the things that were going on with the various contestants, and they didn't know I was finding this out. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, it's just, you know, you're putting these people on the spot, and they're having to do all these things while the cameras are rolling. It was a lot of fun.
I mean, did you ever think from the time of when you had started to do all this that things would be so big and huge for you? I mean, everybody knows Coyote Ugly. Everybody.
Yeah. No, I will say this. Coyote Ugly New York was pretty famous, just the bar itself, before the movie ever came out. We had been in a lot of magazines. We had done, the New York Times had done an article about us from the very beginning, the first year. And so the New York bar was always famous, but I never thought I would ever expand Coyote to the level it's gotten. In fact, the funny thing is before they approached me about the movie, I was actually in talks to open, if you can believe this, a health food fast food chain. So my mind, that was going to be the winner.
Wow. Now, in your show, too, and on your ongoing searches for coyotes, you teach applicants a wild routine, which includes chugging alcohol, setting alcohol aflame, and breathing fire. I mean, how did you learn how to do all these things at the bar?
Okay, my lawyers will kill me for you saying that, so I don't force anybody to chug alcohol, and we no longer blow fire, but you know, some of these things, I mean, I didn't invent the wheel here. So some of those things were just things that I used to do when I bartended, and it was fun, so I brought it over to Coyote.
And let me ask you, too, you founded Ugly Inc., a licensing company for more locations. You opened your first, one location in Vegas inside New York. How do you, though, protect the brand? And what are a couple tricks you can share for ensuring quality product in all the various locations?
A lot of it is, especially for us, which is a little different. Like if you had a McDonald's, you have an actual product that you can trademark. They'll have to, you know, they have to buy certain meats and certain buns and things like that. With a brand like Coyote Ugly is a little more difficult for that. So a lot of it is researching my partners. So if you're franchising, I have to do a lot of background checks on them. It involves a lot of training. They'll have to come and train at the corporate stores, and they have to keep up annual training. So it's very rigorous, especially internationally, because you have to make sure that it fits into the culture that you're going into.
And you're listening to Alliance's Heroes. Be a hero with me, David Kogan. Go to where entrepreneurs align. Be part of the community. That's alliances.com, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. And we're talking with Liliana Lovell. She is the one where the movie Coyote Ugly came from, inspired from and stuff. In fact, Liliana, you were portrayed by Maria Bello in the movie Coyote Ugly. What was it like, though, to have an actor play you in a movie? I mean, how surreal when you go to the movie theater and you're like, okay, that's supposed to be me?
Well, what's actually funny is my husband was a screenwriter at the time, and you know, when they approached me, he's like, they approach thousands of people. It's never going to go anywhere. All of a sudden, I was like, they greenlit the movie. And he's like, what? And it was very surreal because, you know, they would send writers to the bar. I think they had 5 or 6 writers for the Coyote Ugly movie. So they would hire one writer, then fire them, hire another one, then fire them. And so it was an interesting process. They actually filmed most of it in L.A. They built their own set. But Maria was very, very nice. Piper, who was a lead character, another super nice girl. She would come to the New York bar all the time and hang out. So, yeah, I mean, it was a really cool experience.
Now, you've created clearly a culture, something very unique, something that many people are attracted to, something that they, I mean, you can't miss. And what secrets, though, would you share perhaps, you know, well, with children that want to grow up and create and do something that is unique and be as successful as you have?
I think one of the biggest mistakes people make is that they think passion is enough. Passion isn't enough. You need to do a lot of research. So you have to combine passion with knowledge. So you have, you know, it matters what branding, but you have to do the research into whatever area you're involved in, and you also have to hire people who make you better. A lot of people, and I see this with a lot of businesses, they are afraid to hire people that are successful in different areas than they are. And I think that that's one of the most important thing to do, is to create your company with a well-rounded base so that you can be successful in all areas.
Do you ever jump in and bartend anymore? You ever go and do that?
When I do it, that means the general manager's in deep trouble.
Uh-oh.
So if I have to bartend now,
oh boy.
Let's just say that they're not going to be too happy after I yell after that.
What do you think is such the attraction? I mean, for those maybe that are listening that may not have been there, we've got a little less than a minute left, but those maybe that have not experienced Coyote Ugly.
I think it's a fun place for everybody. I think that women go in and they're able to actually, you know, be one of the girls for a night. They can go up and dance on the bars, so they have a lot of fun. I think men like it because women are there. So I think it's Cheers with a lot more soul. So, it's interesting to go in and see you could have doctors and plumbers and all these people just having a great time at Coyote Ugly.
Excellent. Well, Liliana, you entertain people with your original cowboy bar. You create a lively and fun atmosphere that people can enjoy. And you've paved the way for other places like Coyote Ugly. You're a hero. It's Cheers with a lot more soul. Liliana Lovell. CoyoteUglySaloon.com. And when we return, we're going to have the famous event planner, Amy Mancuso.